Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So we have today a very interesting video, and it's called Four Psychology Myths You Probably Thought Were True. And if you guys had some psychology myths in the past, I suggest you watch it. And let's take a look at today's sentence. There's no scientific evidence that we can remember things so insigood that our abilities mimic a camera. People may have eidetic memory, where they have an exceptional ability to process and organize information very efficiently, but this isn't the same as having an image in your brain. There's no scientific evidence that we can remember things so insigood that our abilities mimic a camera. People may have eidetic memory, where they have an exceptional ability to process and organize information very efficiently, but this isn't the same as having an image in your brain. 那么首先来看的呢是 evidence 这一个字 ，evidence 呢是证据的意思。那之前提到 evidence 的时候呢，有提过另外一个叫做 proof 的字，那两个差在哪里呢？两个都好像都是证明或者是证据的意思。那其实 evidence 呢，又比较有一个证物的概念，那 proof 呢，则是从这个证物推演而来的证据这样子。举例来说呢 ，this evidence is almost a solid proof of him being guilty。这个证物呢，几乎就可以直接指向他其实是有罪的。那它的形容词呢，则是 evident。Evident 呢是明显的，一样的意思，发微笑的嘴型 ，a v I 短音 a evident evident。那我们还有另外一个片语呢，叫做 self evident， 我很喜欢把它翻成就是不证自明的。像是我们可以说 ，He made it self evident that he couldn't take his eyes off her。很明显的呢，他根本没办法将目光从他身上移开。那再我们要来看的是 mimic。Mimic 呢指的是模仿的意思，像是我们可以说 He was mimicking and mocking their professor when he happened to enter the room. 他正在模仿还有嘲笑我们的教授的时候呢，教授刚好走了进来。再我们来看是 eidetic， eidetic 呢是鲜明的，它的 ei 呢是发 i 的音， d e 呢是发微笑的嘴型， a t i c 这是发短音 e， eidetic， eidetic。鲜明的。那我们这个最常搭配的呢，就是 eidetic memory。不知道有没有在看影集的，有在看 Big Bang Theory 的人呢，就会知道，就是这个 Sheldon 他都有一个 eidetic memory， 就像他可以说出，比如说几年几月几日呢，什么时候发生了什么事情，这种就叫做 eidetic memory。再我们来看的是 process， process 呢是过程的意思 ，p r o 呢是发 r 的音 ，pro。Process, CSS 呢是发微笑的嘴型 A， 像是我们可以说 ，The process might be hard, but the consequence is always fruitful。过程啊可能会很辛苦，可是结果呢永远会是非常有收获的。再我们来看的是 organize， organize 呢是组织一件事情的感觉，那 O R 呢是发 or 的音 ，G A 呢则是发短音 a， organize。Organize， 那如果加了一个 D 呢，就是指说这一个人的组织能力很好，像是说 He has always been known for his organized thoughts， 他的逻辑啊一向非常有组织。那再来还有他的名词呢，则是 organization 呢则是就是名词，当作是某一个组织的概念，像是我们可以说 We currently lack an organization。To unify all of the pets' microchips， 我们现在缺乏一个组织啊，来统一这些所有动物啊，或者是宠物的晶片。再我们要来看的是 efficiently 呢，指的是效率高的，它的名词呢，就是 efficiency。efficiency 本身呢，是效率的意思。那回到它的形容词呢，我们可以说 ，When we're doing a project, we should always figure out a way where we could both。Work efficiently. 那我们在做一个 project 的时候呢，我们都应该要找到一个双方都可以用很高效率来完成这件事情的方法。那 efficiency 的话呢，我们就可以说 engineers claim that they have better efficiency during midnight. 工程师呢，很常讲他们在半夜的时候效率最好。再来呢，还有一个跟 efficiency 很像的字呢，叫做 sufficient。Sufficient 呢，则是指充分的，像是我们可以说 ，Make sure you have brought sufficient food when you go hiking。当去爬山的时候呢，要记得你要带充分的食物。 All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. There's no scientific evidence that we can remember things so and so good that our abilities mimic a camera. People may have eidetic memory, where they have an exceptional ability to process and organize information very efficiently. But this isn't the same as having an image in your brain. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!